Hey Buzzheads, Curtis Tucker here with Enid Buzz. I am getting ready to interview Jeremy Upshaw from Enid. He's going to be on next week's episode of Naked and Afraid. Jeremy, how are you?
Hey, going good.
Hey, you know, I realized this morning, I think you and I had been in contact with each other way back in 2013 when you were getting ready to do that Polar Challenge, I think.
Yeah, that's right. That was way back.
Yeah, so, hey, this is kind of cool having one of my favorite shows is watching Naked and Afraid, so having somebody from Enid, Oklahoma on it is kind of cool.
Small world, huh?
It really is. Real quick, you're going to be on Buzzhead Radio and Enid Buzz here in Enid, so kind of tell everybody your connection with Enid and, you know, I guess you're still living here and kind of that kind of deal.
Yeah, so I've lived in Enid for 16 years, and I graduated high school in Stillwater, and immediately after moved to Enid, and I work with my parents. We have a couple of uniform stores here in North Central Oklahoma. I opted to wait to go to college a few years after high school, and I went straight into business, so I've called Enid home for 16 years now.
So being in Enid, you know, like I do, there's not a whole lot of adventures going on here in, you know, exactly in Enid. So how did you get involved in kind of this adventure thing?
I think the lack of, you know, landscape, there's, you know, like you said, there's not a lot of, water, not a lot of mountains around Enid. So, I think for people who are looking for that sort of thing, you have to get creative. So, you know, I've done a lot of exploring Oklahoma and the surrounding region around Colorado. I do a lot of climbing up there. And, you know, I think it was just looking for a little bit of diverse landscape that kind of got me into, you know, more competitive climbing and things like that. So,
yeah, because there's definitely nothing to climb around here. I guess if you went to over by Fairview, you know, the Gloss Mountains is about the only thing near that's worth even climbing.
I can tell you how many times I've made that hike up and down Gloss Mountain.
Did you go ahead and do the Polar Challenge in 2014?
No. So the Polar Challenge is based on, you know, you have to garner a certain number of votes. And so unfortunately, I didn't get enough votes to get chosen to be on that sled team. But, you know, in the meantime, you know, like I said, I've been adventuring, doing a lot of long distance kayaking and things like that. I'm often on the Cimarron and Arkansas River. Like I said, I've been traveling around. I've gotten to do some climbing in Europe, over in Greece. And so I've filled in my days with plenty of adventure in between now and, you know, then and now. So,
yeah. Okay, so I guess that gets us to where you're at now. So tell us, how did you, a guy from Enid, Oklahoma, end up on Naked and Afraid?
It was kind of random, but I want to say December of last year, I was actually at work, and I'd actually received a message via social media and from a representative from the show. And they asked if I'd be interested, and, you know, I didn't know if it was real at first, but I looked into it, and I thought, well, this is a legit person, so I guess if the opportunity has arisen, I better follow through with it. Went through a really rigorous, you know, evaluation process, and apparently they liked me enough to put me on the show, put me on an episode, so.
So had you watched the show, and had you ever thought about being on the show before that happened?
Well, I've been a pretty avid fan of the show since day one. You know, I liked the concept. It was something that had never been tried before on television. And just the fact that, you know, they would take away just about every advantage a person could have in a survival situation. And I thought, man, this just really brings out, you know, the best and the worst in people sometimes. And so since day one, you know, my family and I have been watching it, but really I had never, maybe briefly I had flirted with the idea of, you know, could I do this and thought about being on the show. But, you know, I think years have gone by since I'd ever considered it until they asked me to be on. So.
So when your family and your friends first heard about it, what did they think about having a relative on national television completely naked?
Well, you know, I think I kind of got the look of death from my mom at first. I think she thought it was one of those jokes. You know, we joke around the house. You know, I'm kind of a prankster, so she looked at me for about a week and didn't know if I was fibbing or if I was telling the truth. But once I got going, I mean, she was behind me 100%, and I think she's still a little bit apprehensive because she hasn't seen me naked on TV yet, just like everybody else. So she'll be sitting along next Sunday at 7 with the rest of the world seeing it for the first time.
Wow. That's going to be, I can't even imagine. So can I ask, did they tell you ahead of time where you were going to be going?
You know, I had a little bit of an idea, but you really don't have any, you know, you really don't have an exact idea where you're going to be. You kind of know a general area, but that's about it. So,
okay. So kind of knowing where you might end up, did you do anything here in Enid to prepare yourself to be on the show?
Well, you know, I knew that there was only so much reading and research I could do. You know, a lot of preparation has to be sort of a lifestyle. A lot of things you have to practice day in, day out, fire starting, knot tying, things like that. Things that I had already, you know, spent years doing, you know, going out on my own and adventuring. But one thing that I knew I had to do was condition my body. So, you know, I was basically practicing for a 21-day naked marathon. So I was doing a lot of running on the trails barefoot. I was utilizing the great trail system there in Enid, and doing a lot of pull-ups on the bridge over by Cleveland. And,
oh, awesome.
You know, I was getting a lot of weird looks from people, but I thought, well, this is all going to make sense to you guys in about a year, year and a half. So.
Oh, wow. So it's been that long.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Okay. So once you got on the show, how quickly did you kind of overcome the feeling of being naked, and then kind of, where was it like you kind of didn't even think about it?
You know, I'll tell you, probably the most nerve-wracking part was the first, it was just the taking the clothes off, because I'll be honest, once your clothes are off, with the environment you're in, they're so dense and difficult. You're surviving from the first second. You're trying not to get eaten or bitten or scratched or, you know, so once you get your clothes off, you know, I can speak for myself on this. It was totally in the back of my mind. I wasn't even worried about the nudity. I was just worried about getting in and getting out alive. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's 100% real. So it's definitely, you know, as real a survival situation as you can imagine. So
yeah, and all recorded for everybody to watch and see. So,
exactly.
So can you tell us, like, what was the hardest part of the show? Like the mental, the lack of food, the lack of water, like maybe just being barefooted. Was there one thing that stood out that was like the hardest part of being on the show?
You know, I'd say the most difficult thing, you know, it's definitely mental. I mean, you know, you can kind of override some of your physical affliction, you know, if you have a strong, you know, mental game. And I think a lot of the people that have been on the show, they'll agree, you know, you can prepare so much physically, but, you know, mentally, you've got to be a strong-willed person and believe that you can get through just about anything. I would say aside from the nudity, you know, the mental strains were probably the number one thing. So,
okay. Can you divulge what, did you get to take one possession with you? Can you divulge what that was?
I can't say what the item was. What I can say is, you know, for those who are going to tune in next Sunday, there are a lot of probably never before seen things, a lot of first times, for events on the show. So, I think even down to the items we bring, I think the viewers are going to be really surprised, and it's going to be a pretty exciting episode. So,
okay. So, now that the show is over and you're back, is there anything that you learned about yourself from being out there and going through the whole experience?
Gosh, you know, funny because, you know, I think a lot of people, they take challenges on and they do things like that to quote unquote find themselves. And you know, it's funny because going into it, I told somebody, I said, well, I'm not really going out to find myself because, you know, I know myself pretty well. I've spent 33 years with myself. And I said, the thing about knowing yourself is, you know, kind of where you've set your limits. You know, I know that when I go to the gym, I only want to do so many pull-ups and then I'm tired and I'm ready to quit, or I only want to, you know, run so many miles on the trail. And the kind of environment that, you know, you can't really set limits. You just have to keep pressing on. And I think, you know, I think by doing this, I kind of learned that, you know, I need to set the bar higher for myself and, you know, expect more of myself. So I think that was the number one lesson I took from this.
Nice. So, and then the other contestant on the show, is that, have you kept in touch with them since the show?
Yeah, so I've kept in pretty good contact with them. So
okay. And then any new, now that you've done this and some of the other stuff, is there anything else on the horizon for you? Something that you want to do, another show that you might want to tackle? Or I know that sometimes the contestants on Naked and Afraid go back for like group shows or different things like that. Is there anything coming up on the horizon for you?
You know, I don't have anything in the works right now, but I can, you know, I can honestly say if something comes along, or if, you know, if the opportunity comes along to do a group show like XL, then, yeah, I think they know I'm ready for it. So,
oh, nice.
I'm ready for anything. So,
okay. Well, that's a clue there. I hope that's a good clue. So, just go ahead and remind everybody when the show is, what channel and all that good stuff.
So, everybody that's, you know, has cable or dish, they can tune into Discovery. It should be airing at 7 p.m. Central Time, May 12th, this coming Sunday, which is Mother's Day.
I was going to say, so yeah, that's Mother's Day.
What better gift could you give your mother than,
exactly,
you know, Naked and Afraid? So should be exciting, though, and I think everybody that tunes in is going to be is definitely going to enjoy the episode. So,
well, I can't wait. Like I said, I've been a fan for a long time. You know, it's always cool to be able to see how different people survive and the different things that they do, just in case you're, not that any one of us is probably ever going to be in that situation, but it's kind of neat knowing some of the things just in case. And that's kind of what I take from the show is different ways of dealing with, you know, isolation or food or even starting a fire. So so I look forward
definitely
to the episode, and appreciate you being on Buzzhead Radio and Enid Buzz. And anything else you want to say before you get out of here?
No, I mean, I just, you know, I appreciate all the warm reception, and, you know, I love Enid. I've been there 16 years, and, you know, I appreciate everybody around there and look forward to another 16 years up there, so.
Well, very cool. Well, next time you're out and about, if you see me around, find, holler at me, and I will buy you a beer at the Enid Brewing Company, and we'll sit around and talk about the show.
Hey, that sounds great. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Jeremy. Appreciate
it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Curtis.
You guys, thanks for checking in on Enid Buzz and Buzzhead Radio.